بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد. We're discussing from this kitab the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a mudhakara. We're reading the salat and salam. And then here we hear the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's very important for us to know the adab, the respect. And our Shaykh always teaches us, our Dada Shaykh also used to always emphasize that at every given moment to know the adab, the etiquette of how to carry ourselves out in different majalis, different parts of our life, different aspects. What are the adab, the etiquettes, the sunnats, wajibat? We don't know, we're still learning. That is why we have to sit by the friends of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to learn from them. And they learn from the friends of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Somebody asked Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi, one of our great akabir, one Abdul Rashid Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi, and himself and Qasim Sahib Nanuti Rahmatullah Alayhi were the great personality, ulama of the zaman of the time. So Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi was asked one time, he said, how come you took bayat to Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Mahaji Makki Rahmatullah Alayhi? How come you took bayat to him? He wasn't an alim of deen, whereas himself he had to ask the ulama for the masail. So he said, we didn't take bayat to him for masail because he was very academic or because he was so knowledgeable. Is we had the knowledge by us. We had the knowledge by us at what level of knowledge to Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayh, what level of ilm Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with also. He said, the reality is we took bayat to Haji Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh because what we saw in the kitabs, in the nusus, in the text, in Quran and Hadith, we saw it there and practically we saw it in his life. So we learned from him how to make amal and practice upon what we learned. Otherwise we didn't know how to do it. We thought now possibly this is right. For example, I give you a kitab. Maktab student, now I give him a kitab on wudu. Or a new Muslim, a revert. Tell him, right, here's the kitab, now go sit in the wudu khana, make wudu. We can imagine now what he'll make of that wudu. Tell him ghusl also, here's the kitab over here. Right, and now from here you must learn how to make ghusl. You wouldn't know how to do it. We also now, we learnt it, nobody taught us practically. Obviously, ghusallah, you can't teach anybody. But as children, we can teach them when they're not baligh. So we should teach them this, how you make your ghusl. That will be now, if we go to the ulama ikram and we learn from them. So too with salah also. So he said, we had the masail. Even till now, Hazrat Haji Sahib used to ask ulama ikram, how do you do this? What is the correct way? And then you would see him, how he's doing it, how he understood it, and he learned from his akabir and his elders. And then you would follow him also. So just knowing the masail is not sufficient. It's how to implement it. Because Allah will ask you about the knowledge you had and how did you practice upon it. Not just how much knowledge you had, is how did you practice upon it. And in Sharia, not having knowledge of something is no excuse. Very important point. Not having knowledge, say, I didn't know. But in the court of Allah, there's no excuse, I didn't know this masala. You're supposed to know it. When it comes to business, when it comes to taharat, etc., you're supposed to know the masail before you do any action. Therefore, jahalat, ignorance, not knowing, is not an excuse in Sharia that I didn't know. All avenues are there for ta'alim. All avenues are there for us to educate ourselves, to go to ulama ikram, to go to the madaris, to go to the muftiyan. We have plenty of fatwa departments also, all online, mashallah. So we have no excuse that I didn't know. It's not an excuse by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When it comes to even the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when you're reading salat and salam, very, very important that one is the name of Allah just as it is wajib. When you hear the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when you hear it the first time in a majlis, then it is wajib to say sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sometimes you're sitting in a majlis, sometimes you're sitting in the program, salat and salam is being read, but I'm busy on my cell phone. And the durood is being read, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, but you're busy with the phone, so you're not making durood also. You're not even saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam has classified that person who doesn't read durood upon him as a miser, the greatest miser. Somebody calls you stingy, you're a miser, you feel hurt. Nabi of Allah say you're a miser. You hear my name and you can't say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much of barakat in there? How much of forgiveness in there? How much rahmatum Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? So therefore, when we hear the name of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the first time in the majlis, then we say sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Thereafter, every time we hear that it's mustahab to say sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Zakim Sahib rahimahullah would say also, when it comes to the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the first time we hear, then say something of azamat, something of grandeur, joined to the name of Allah. Don't you say Allah? Is that the name Allah also? It's Allah. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. We say Azama. We read Quran Sharif also. We don't say Qala Allahu Alaysa Allahu. Allah's name is full of grandeur. It must fill the mouth and fill the heart when you say the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you take the name of Allah, we hear it the first time, you must also say, when you hear somebody saying Allah, then we can add something to it. Subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu Allahu Jalla Jalaluhu Wa Amma Nawaluhu. Whatever we know, add it to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this should give us great amount of joy and pleasure also. That somebody is taking the name of Allah and I can repeat after that person. Just taking the name of Allah is so sweet. But now we don't find the sweetness, we know why. Materialism. That so much of dunya has come in the heart that when you talk about deals and cutting deals and investments and talking about our properties, talking about our cars, then we know what enjoyment there is right now. How much of enjoyment we get now in talking about our dunya. So, this is one of the signs of the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, as it explains, one of the signs that the love of Allah has come in the heart, that dunya becomes dull. There's just no enjoyment in it. Yes, that of dunya now is attached to my deen, that I enjoy. Well, attached to my deen, then I'm just doing it, but it's dull. And the beautiful example Hazrat gives also, which you mentioned before, Hazrat says it becomes so dull also, whether I'm driving or sitting in a jalopy or a Ferrari, doesn't make a difference. It's a vehicle taking me to the masjid, alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala gave it, it's comfortable, alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala didn't give it, my car is still taking me to the house of Allah, taking me to the house of the beloved. Layla and Majnoon, which is a haram relationship. But ulama say we learn from there what is real love. Ishqi haqiqi, not ishqi majazi. Ishqi majazi, what do you say? Just infatuation, false love, fake love. Really love now, usually we find a youngster, he's not even married, but he says, I fell in love with this girl. We say, magaj kaam nahi kare. The head is not working. Can't sleep, can't eat, he's in love land, he's dreaming. Let him get married, then he'll understand. Because that muhabbat is God, is haram muhabbat. So shaitan will make it look nice. Shaitan will make it look nice. And he'll feel now, this is a woman of my dreams. That's why it's called a dream. But it's not reality. But he feels now, as many youngsters also, what you're feeling for this haram girl, even a husband doesn't feel for his wife also. So strong feelings you've got for her. So strong feelings. That is haram love that. The way you are going right now, even the young girl also, 18 years now she stayed with her father. Is that our topic? 18 years she's living with her father, he's given her everything. Just for one boy, she loses all trust in her father, prepared to throw him away also. You don't even know this boy. But I want to go with him, I want to live with him, I want to marry him. 18 years, 20 years I brought you up, and all, this is haram. This is haram. Now father, don't talk to the boy, haram to speak to him, WhatsApp, this, it's haram. She prepared to disobey the father also. How much she trusts her father with her life, all of a sudden, just one injection of that poisonous love, so to say, and now father is nothing. Mother is nothing. I prepared to give you all up also for this haram relationship. That's how haram and poisonous this thing is. So khair, when it comes to the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, one sign is dunya becomes dull, there's no more thrill in it. Yes, we do it, alhamdulillah. We thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then we throw it away. Yes, we thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We appreciate it. As one malfuz we sent out as the Thani rahmatullah alayhi, that he says the characteristic, the inherent characteristic of dunya is difficulty. Dunya is about that. Dunya is about difficulty. Dunya will give you kicks. Dunya will give you hard times. Allah Ta'ala didn't make dunya a place of enjoyment. This dunya is darul imtihan. This dunya is a place of examination. We are in the examination room. Who likes the examination room? But we love it so much. We love this examination. We just want to get over the examination. We want to have a pass mark. Right? We're going for tuition and double tuition. And we get anxiety in the rest of it. But when it comes to a qabr and akhirat, no anxiety. We sleep peacefully at night. No problem. Sometimes we must isha namaz also. Musa takbir ula. Mustura during the namaz late. No anxiety. We are fine. We're okay. Nothing will happen. This is examination room. We have to pass. We gave for tuition also. We were our educators. Then we send in the children for tuition. Then we send them for coaching. Oh, the sports, so much we're sending them. And we can see that it's getting more haram. Year by year, it's getting even more haram. And we can see over the last few weekends where soccer matches are taking place. Now shows are taking place all in the name of Islam. Take that Islam to Medina Munawwara, present it to Rauda Mubarak. What will happen to the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What's happening to the ummah? Where's the shame? Where's the sharam? Where's the haya? Oh parents, all these football games. You see how the parents are enjoying it. My son played, my daughter played, father is cheering, mother is cheering. Yeah. Dunya is so exciting. You're in the imtihan room right now, in the examination room. You're in the examination room right now and you're playing like this. Anybody plays in class like that, what will tell him? You're going to fail. What will tell that boy? You're going to fail. You're not doing your homework. You're playing fools like this. Between the periods, you should be doing some work. We tell him openly, better you're going to fail this year. I'm not afraid to tell your father, tell your whole family. The way you're carrying on right now, you're paying fees for nothing, you're going to fail. We don't want to hear that. We feel now a little bit fun over here. Is that even fun for us? But we made it fun. Why? Because dunya has become enjoyment, deen has become dull. Deen has the boy, you know, and unfortunately, we have to say it. We're so proud also that we read our namaz on the ground. Inna lillahi wa inna. So many masajid, so many azans we can hear. Muezzin is calling as if Allah Ta'ala now is just, we do it for him as we want to. Allah has rules, regulations. The soccer match also, you must dress like this, under this team. And you can't play, we don't have this type of shoe, etc. We don't care whether we dress properly, where we're reading our namaz, how we're reading it. Ladies are intermingling, cheering, laughing. And people say, but you're going to the malls. So what's wrong with this fair and that fair? Who said you must go to the malls? Ulama didn't give permission now go and model in the mall. Then you go for necessity. And then too quickly, go in and come out. If you don't have to go, don't even go. Now we go to online shopping. So do the online shopping also. But we can understand now, if the dunya is still thrilling us, in the imtihan we're going to fail. We're not going to pass. That youngster now is, so to say, doing his homework at home, but he got his cell phone at the bottom. He got his cell phone at the bottom. What's going to happen to him? He's going to fail. Then he also copying the examination. Is he going to pass? He might pass, but what he's going to do after that in life? Doesn't know anything. Qabar now, there's no cell phone over there. There's no network over there. Here they can say, dunya, this certain network is the best. Never ever goes down, never switches off. Qabar, there's no network over there. The only network is your Quran Sharif. Only network is your Salah. Only network is your love for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. The football and all the shows and walking the shows and taking our families is not going to help us. It's a reality, we have to make tawbah. But is it our topic of discussion? But it's going that way right now, so we'll open it up anyway. Hazrat mentioned to us 2 weeks ago, Zahara al-Fasad fil Barri wal Bahr. That on the earth right now and the ocean, Zahara al-Fasad. Fasad, corruption, trials, tribulations have become apparent. It's right, it's open right now. Zahara al-Fasad, his predicaments and all these problems have become open upon the earth and on the ocean right now. Like we never heard before. Abdi Shafi Sahib Rahimullah explains this word fasad. This ayat, usually we say fitna and fasad. Fasad, corruption. He says, is that trust is corruption over here. This fasad he refers, it's got a few tafsir. It says famine. Famine? Hunger. Right now, so much food. But look at the hunger in the world. People are being starved intentionally. Famine. It's like you never heard before. Whereas the world has advanced to such an extent, but we still hearing about famine. North Africa, Northwest Africa, still famine. Our locals also, you hear them sometime, what do you eat tonight? We just say a little bit of this, a little bit of that. That's it. Famine. He says, unheard famine. Second tafsir, quite a few. He says, unheard drownings. We never had so many drownings before. Now, we hear drownings. Boys are going to the dam, they go to the beach, when current took him away. In the search party went out, looking for the bodies. They're in canoeing. Sports that the Muslims are not supposed to do. We're doing all these sports over here now. Hazrat says, all those water sports that you love, Allah will give you in Jannat. And Hazrat will say also, take your own name. How Hazrat says, to take your own name, Hazrat says, Abdul Hamid, Jannat is 2 minutes away, Zara Sabarkar. Zara Sabarkar. Just 2.5, comparing to the time of Akhirat, this dunyavi life is about 2.5 minutes. Says, take your own name. As it mentioned once before also, as a Tani, Rahimullah used to say at night, to take out the pride from your heart. As a Tani would say, take your own name. Oh Yusuf, you are the worst of all the people on the earth, even worse than the animals, because the animals don't hisab kitab for them. Even the khinzir, you worse than the khinzir and the pig also, because the pig is not mukallaf and obligated to Sharia, you are. But look how you're performing, how you're acting. Compared to all the kuffar in the world, you are the worst of them, because you don't know whether you'll die with iman. So Hazrat says, take your own name, and Hazrat told us in the bayan, take your own name, Abdul Hamid, you are like this, like that. So once I take him after many months, Hazrat, alhamdulillah, I'm making a muraqabah every night. What a difference. Every night they say, Abdul Hamid, you're the worst person in the world. Hazrat says, by taking your name. Say, you're taking my name also. But at least you're feeling some effect in it, alhamdulillah. So khair, so this idea, what are you talking about? Taking. So unheard drownings before. Now we hear about drownings. Right? Whether now there's Syrian refugees going via Mediterranean, they're trying to get to Europe, so many children drown, so many adults drown. Drownings. Then Hazrat says, Fasad refers to unheard fires. Fires we never heard so much before. This wholesale burned out, that cash and carry, this building caught on fire. By what happened? We never heard all these things before. So many fires everywhere. What about the field fires we hear about? Whether it be America, whether it be Europe, uncontrolled. And dunya has become so sophisticated, we can't put it out. Uncontrollable for weeks is burning. He says uncontrolled and unheard fires. And then Hazrat mentions in Fasad also, one tafsir is loss of prophets. Loss of prophets. No way it went to. We just lost it. No accountability. As the manager, as the staff, boss, I don't know what happened. Loss of prophets. And then he's ajeeb one he puts over there. He says, loss of barakat and profits in lucrative businesses. Loss of profits and barakat in lucrative businesses. It was pumping, the business was moving. All of a sudden, we're just going down. Don't know what's happening. Can't understand it. Can't wrap my head around this thing. Ya Allah. We're doing everything right, as you say. You're doing everything right, but then two things are not coming right. Quran says explicitly, all is fasad, whether drowning, fires, barakat, business, and famine, drought, all these things, whether it be on the earth, whether it be out at sea. At sea also, we never heard so much before, oil spills, ecosystem, the fish are dying. Now they're doing so much of research, trying to prevent it, what's going to happen to the animals in the ocean, etc. That to such, insan hasn't left anything right now. Everything is spoiling. Then all these emissions, whether it be in the air, whether it be on earth, all these things you never heard before. And insan is saying, I'm progressing. Right? I am progressing. What's the reason? Bima kasabat aydin nas. Allah says openly, it is all because of your a'mal. The literal meaning of what your hands have earned. Here Mufassirin say, all this will happen on the earth because of open sins. Your individual private sins, Allah will take care of you. Once the sins become open, and there's no fear anymore, we'll be parading the streets, way through the grounds, and taking our girls, and they're playing sports openly, and we're proud about it. My daughter is playing soccer, inna lillahi. My daughter is playing this, and she got a trophy, we got a picture everywhere, and we got the videos everywhere, inna lillahi. Allah says, now you'll see. The business is lucrative, don't know what happened. Now we're looking for the solution, Allah Baraka hasn't kept it. Now we've got advisors, and then we've got whatever, this rescue, and that one coming on board. We go to the accountant, auditors, we can't understand what's happening. No barakat. No barakat is because of open sins. And there's no fear, and there's no tawbah. No tawbah. What we aren't doing right now. Children are missing madrasa also because of these things. Right? We're missing salah or jamaat in the masjid. That's why the Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali says, if we read the kitab, we'll understand that salah with jamaat is wajib. Chalo, we make jamaat, two of us, one and two, we make jamaat, we got it. He says, no. We saw Haji Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, where how understood the wujubiyat and the compulsion of salah has to be in a masjid. That is, anyway, take your musalla, open on the ground now because you're playing ball. Oh, we came to some fair, every night, we got musalla there, so we make Sharia compliant. Hazrat says, bye, for us also. At the airport, they give us musalla. If you don't have to read it there, don't read it there. Read it outside in the open. Let the people see your namaz. It strikes in their heart, muhabbat for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. They put us one corner, whatever they read, you pray over there. Now the prayer room has become prayer for all. Alright, many of the airports now has become just a prayer room. Whether you're Jew, whether you're Christian, whether you're Muslim, it's all a common room. Same thing with the toilets also. They're doing the same thing. He says, if you can, if you go to your wudu, read it outside. Let them see you and you see how they stay at you. Many times he mentioned this incident. Jamaat was moving in the path of Allah. They came to one of the foreign countries. They were moving. And they came to one garage. So it was time for Salah. So they gave the azan. Imam sahab went forward. They opened their musallas and they performed Salah. All those people that were there, whites, Europeans, non-Muslims, they all began to look at them. What the Muslims are doing. Like how one person had mentioned also, that he was looking at the Haramin, or the Haram of Makkah Mukarramah, on his TV, non-Muslim men. And he sees the people doing their own things. But he doesn't understand now. Some making tawaf, some making dua, some reading Quran Sharif. Then he says, all of a sudden, one man just goes forward, and he just says a few words, Istawu i'tadilu atimu sufufakum. Say, all of a sudden, the entire 2 million crowd goes into rows all of a sudden. He said, what happened over here? Just few words and all stood together. One takbir, one Allahu Akbar, and they're all standing up straight and all focused down. He said, it struck something in my heart. I can't even explain. On that, he became Muslim. Doesn't mean now that we will use TV to make them Muslim. He said, see, because of TV, he became Muslim. That is Allah Ta'ala's intizam for him. Is that the sunnah tariqah? One is the sunnah of Allah, one is the qudrat of Allah. Allah's qudrat can give hidayat as Allah wants without us also. Sunnah of Allah, we make the effort according to the sunnah, Allah gives hidayat. So coming back to, so this Jamaat was reading Salah. So they said Salah, so this one man was looking at them, and as they finished Salah, he came running to them. This is big birdie sized guy, he came talking to them, and he held their hands, he said, I want to become like you all. Educated man, one of the Western countries. So I said, what you mean? What's it about? He said, I saw you all praying, what you all were doing. He said, I looked at you all and standing there and you're following this one person in front, the leader. And he said, when you went down in prostration and you put your head down on the ground, my heart just tumbled upside down. For my entire life I'm praying every night that, oh Lord, show me where will I find you. There is some supreme power in the world. I know he is there somewhere, but I don't know how to connect to him. When he went into sajda, I got connected. I want to know who is your Allah, who is your creator. That's why with salah, we read it open, there's time for that. And there's time to be in the masjid also. So here this Quran ayat is very explicit. Allah says, all these conditions that are going to come on you because of your open sins, on your open gunas and sins, we can vote whoever we want to vote for. But we don't stop the gunas. The dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahumma la tusallit alayna bidhunubina man la yarhamuna. Nabi alayhi salatu, see what the wording is. Ya Allah, do not appoint upon us. Do not appoint, la tusallit alayna. Do not make musallat, do not appoint upon us such rulers that have no mercy upon us because of our sins. Bidhunubina, because of our sins, Allah will appoint rulers that will straighten the ummah out. That will force the ummah now make tawbah. Now you have to make tawbah. وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْضَ ظَالِمِينَ بَعْضًا. Quran says sometimes like this, like Allah Ta'ala in a similar manner, that we make some oppressors friends of others to punish those that are sinful. So Allah will use the zalim to punish the Muslim who's also oppressing himself and oppressing the ummah by his open gunas and sins. He has no fear. No fear, nothing in the heart. So this ayat says, because of your sins that you are perpetrating, open gunas, your own private sin you're doing, that's you. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But when you're making open gunah and sin, then Allah says, then bima kasabat aydin nas, all this will become apparent. Business will go down. Then famine will start. We've got the money. How many of you say, we've got the money, but we can't buy food. Sometimes we go somewhere, nothing halal. But we've got all the money in the world, can't buy anything. Now we just got to wait and see what will happen. So many times, things happen. So it's all because of open gunas and open sins. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ يُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا. Allah says that, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may make them taste. يُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا. Allah will make them taste some of the bad actions, punishment. Allah didn't say all. If Allah has to unleash, finished. We can't stand. Allah says, just a little bit. وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٌ. مَا أَصَابَ مُصِيبَةٍ فِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Allah says, whatever musibat and calamity strikes you is because of your own guna and sin. But then to Allah Pak says, وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Allah Ta'ala makes maaf, forgives plenty also. Allah didn't overlook that plenty, and Allah Ta'ala took us to a task for every guna and sin finished. We'll be finished, we have nothing to stand, nothing to eat. Allah says, just a little bit. And that to Allah Pak says, the punishment I'm giving you in reality is my rahmat, is my mercy. So that you wake up a little bit, but you still don't wake up, and you're still persisting, and you're still moving on. You still want to spend your life and your weekends and waiting for the Saturday and Sunday. Where are we going to go? Where are we, what are we doing? Not going anywhere, we're sitting at home. And sometimes you hear people saying, you didn't go there. What's wrong with you all? You're mad, you're crazy. How come you didn't go? Where are you living? Which world are you living in? There's something wrong with you. Something wrong with you and your family. Didn't go to this place, didn't go to that place. But they say, get a life. They don't know what is life. What is life? Life is what you taught by Nabi Ali Salat. Who taught you this type of life? Sinful life like this. Where we learnt it from? Not from Quran and Hadith. We are Muslim. We submit. Qurbani is about submitting to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah says, a little bit I will make you taste the evil effects of your guna and sin. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, so that they may return to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Get back to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Cut it off, stop it. Stop it. And right now the way atheism is taking over the world right now. We can't become complacent. That's why we are taught by Akabir, don't ever trust our children. Doesn't mean we must doubt them. But one of you, we all know they are on the best behavior. As I mentioned in the majalis also, father and son used to come to majlis. Every Monday used to be there. Every Monday used to be there. And somebody told Hazrat, that youngster comes with his father. We know him from Varsity. He's one of the Shia agents. He's circulating amongst the boys Shia literature. But he comes, sits in your majlis. Which they adopt taqiyyah. Taqiyyah means that they put up a front as if we are Muslim. But his father doesn't know also. And my son got a double standard life. I mean, how common it is now on the internet. You got your own portfolio, own profile over there. You got your cyber life, then you got your real life with your parents, if you call it real now. It's not even real also. Then when their friends is, how many profiles he has now? So we don't know who to believe. What's the reality? So if you're going to breed this in our children, already they got the gadgets, they got a profile over there, online, they got a different profile with you. So who do we trust? Really, do we know our children? Do we know our families? And now we're taking them to all these avenues. Tell me, they won't get attracted. They won't fall in love with these things over here. Naturally, you're going to fall in love with all these dunya things. How are we going to get the love of Allah? We go in the qabr and they'll ask, Mar Rabbuk, who's the one that you loved really? The munafiq kafir will say, Ha ha la adri. Oh, I don't know. I don't know who's my Rabb. I don't know who's my Rabb. I never spoke about him. Never worried. Never made the effort of recognizing my Rabb Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This is an effort to make, and it's enjoyable. It's enjoyment. The journey to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is full of thrills. It's full of enjoyment. But because now the poison of dunya has come in the heart, has killed the heart. So we have to return to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And now more than ever, Hazrat is saying openly, make istighfar. Make one tasbih every day. Nastaghfirullah wa natubu ilayh. Nastaghfirullah wa natubu. Istighfar will keep your head above the water. If you're in guna and sin already, it will just keep you above, you won't go below. By making istighfar. Hazrat says, now make one tasbih of istighfar. Istighfar cools the anger of Allah. Allah's anger will become cool, things will work out. In Quran Sharif, somebody came to the alim, he was sitting in his class, students were there. Hazrat, famine right now, there's a drought, you're not getting crops. Give me some wazifa, what am I doing? He said, make istighfar. Another person came, Hazrat, can't have children, make istighfar. Hazrat, rosy not opening up, make istighfar. Students asked, Hazrat, everything is istighfar? Like a doctor now, everybody coming from, everybody's got different ailments, they are coming, so he's giving him now, give that person panado, red color one, he's giving blue color one, purple color, all panado he's giving, but different colors. He says, Hazrat, everybody is istighfar, how come? So Hazrat told us also, he says, if your islah is not made, you don't know the recognition of Allah, we didn't sit by the mashayikh, probably talking a person like myself also, we're still learning, we're an L on our back, learner driver, we're still learning. Hazrat says, come and sit by us and learn. He says, ulama also, somebody will come and ask me, say, Manana, the business is not performing well, that what must do. I say, but let's look for another premises where the rent is lower, see how it is, find out from somebody. He says, you think in dunya also. Your mind is looking in dunya, how to make more dunya with dunya. This is what the prescription of Alim, make istighfar. Dunya not opening up, make istighfar. He says, oh Alim, because you don't say about the mashayikh. So you think in dunya like the businessman also. How to sort out his dunya with another dunya. Sort out a problem with another problem. He says, how? What is that now? He said, Quran says, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ Surah Nuh. So I said to them, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam said, I said to my people, اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ Make istighfar to your Rabb. Ask for forgiveness. إِلَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا Verily Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is very forgiving. Very forgiving. And what you get in return? يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا Allah will send torrential beneficial rains for you on istighfar. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ مَال بِنُهُمْ Allah says, I'll give you plenty of mal. Only on istighfar. What I will tell you, buy, look for another job. Try this, go for an interview over here. Send your CV through. Much what I will give as an alim also. I didn't learn from my Hazrat. He said, where are we giving the solution of dunya with dunya? Turn them to amal, to deen. It's in Quran Sharif. Now we can't say, we can't ask somebody online. It's authentic. But it's Quran this. This is Quran Sharif. وَإِمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ Banin, children. Allah says, I will give you children also. Make istighfar. That's why the alim said the right thing. You're having drought, there's no, you don't have children, and then your rosin are opening up, make istighfar. Make istighfar. Now a person like me also will make one tasbih istighfar, will wait now. Nothing happening. When Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he conquered Syria, then he was eating some roti, proper ghee roti. So as he's eating one luqma, he's looking at his body. So other Sahabi asked him, what's wrong? He says, no, we heard in Medina Munawwara that the Syrian, these rotis of Syria of ghee, you pick up weight. So I'm just shaking whether I'm picking up anything right now. He said, Baba, it doesn't mean that. As you carry on eating, that's how we are. Little bit of istighfar now, things must come right. Things will go more wrong. They'll go more wrong if you got haram things in your life. Now there's a takraw. Now there's a clash. We're doing the right amal, but there's some wrong things in the life right now. Our introspect. Now we say, but the wazifa are not working. Wazifa will do its work. Wazifa is do its work. You check your tongue, you check your eyes. Right. Like how a person now, he won't give up. He got his car over there. The certain part wasn't put right. Put it. Mechanic, something is wrong. He didn't say, leave the car now, park it off. He said, no, hold on. Hey, take it back. Take it back. Still under warranty. Warranty expired. Go to another mechanic. We say, just leave it. Not working out. We'll see what happens. Then we go to something, makruh or haram after that. We got to carry on. Now also we send out the clip, or we're going to send it out. Hazrat mentioned also, he says, when Ibrahim Deola Sahab, Tama Barakatuh, one of the seniors in Tabligh, he mentioned, you want to open up anything in your life, istighfar. Of the Ayyujina Sahab, was in Medina Munawwara, so he heard this also, or he met Mashra with Manana. And at that time now, he wanted to move to Medina Munawwara, things weren't so easy, difficult, paperwork, etc. So it's only 100,000 istighfar. 100,000 istighfar start. Whether you put it out in the family also. You take 10,000, you take 1,000, you take 5,000 over 1 month, 2 months. But start reading it. Start reading it. He said, we started reading. He said, we just finished it. And all the people came through, the whole family. Now this thing, Medina Munawwara, how many years now? 100,000 istighfar. But we prepared now to spend hours. 8 hours, 10 hours, trying to work out things, the accountant and the CA, and this one, a supplier, this guy and that guy, who sit so long on the camera to see now how he stole that item, how he got it out. But make istighfar. Allah will open it to you. Allah will show it to you. How this thing happened. Our solution is really aman. Istighfar, things will open up, and all the gunas will stop also. All you got to do is turn to amal. But you see, insan, he likes complex, intricate solutions. Simple things look too simple. Really it's going to work. We have doubt also. Really it's going to work. Take care of the name of Allah, it's going to work. But how are you working right now? With the permission of Allah. Tell you, dunya is spinning because of the name of Allah. But then to I got doubt, really it's going to work, this wazifa. But try. Do it. How many diets we didn't try? We're still dieting. It's still not coming right. But we didn't give up still. This is going to try the next one. The wife wants you also. You tell her, really, you're dieting. It doesn't seem any difference. Already you spend so much. Already you spend so much. But we're still going to try another one. We're not going to give up. But when it comes to amal, yeah, I tried it, didn't work. But Allah will see you. Allah wants to say, what are you doing it for? You're doing it for your dunya only, or you're doing it for me? Carry on doing it till you fall in love with it. It becomes your orna and bechona, becomes your covering and becomes your spread also. My Allah is everything to me. So much istighfar, so much of tawbah, la'allahum yarji'un, so they turn back to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, but istighfar. Now is the time to make istighfar. All this political unrest in the world, what's happening in Gaza also, is all because bima kasabat aidin nas. Because of our amal. Amal were good, Allah will give izzat. Amal aren't good, you see what is happening. All is open sins and gunah, especially now. When there's so much of trials the ummah is going through, but then too we got time to go and cheer and play and be playful and do all. Imagine those children in Gaza have to see what we're doing over our weekends. What they'll tell us? We're waiting, we don't know whether we're going to see tomorrow morning, whether I'll have my parents left. Don't know. And we're still playing around. We're still now seeing which is the next match, what is the next fixtures, etc. What is happening? When the ummah, Allah said, when are you going to yarji'u? When are you going to return to Allah? When are you going to return to Allah? So one of our friends said very beautifully, he says, that sooner or later you will have to come back to Allah. You will have to come back. You will have to come back to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, one of two ways. Either you come on the road of shukr, the things are good right now, so better you come. Behave, be humble, submit yourself to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, things are good, and come nicely to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Either you're going to come submitting yourself on the road of shukr and gratitude to Allah, or you will have to come on the road of sabr, when Allah will hit you. Ya Allah, now I have to come now. Now I will have to come. Now, when Allah will put your head down in the ground and then you get trapped, then you say, Ya Allah, now what happened? Things were good, you didn't come. Then you use your wealth, your time, your family, resources against Allah. You play with the deen of Allah. When Allah will test, then you have to come on the road of sabr. Right now we make shukr to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. We're not starving. They, what conditions they're going through, simple thing as food and shelter, they don't have. Basic. Just to be treated as humans. We can see how they be treated like animals right now. Allah have mercy upon them. But how can we, even at this moment of time, even think of playing, even think now of going for matches, even think of going for sports or going for holidays right now. Yes, we need a little break. We're taking the family within the confines of Sharia. By all means, no problem. But then to be extravagant, taken to avenues and venues where there's no deen at all, nothing, everything against deen, intermingling, open gunas are taking place. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. This is all in Quran and Hadith. We're just echoing now what is over there. That's why Hazrat Gangohi says, Rahmatullah Alayh, that we read all this in Quran and Hadith, but how to implement it? Now, how many of us are going for these things? Or families are going for it? They know it's wrong. They know it's wrong. Now knowing is wrong, but we're still going, and somehow we're trying to twist it this way and that way, this way and that. No, it's all right. And how we say, yeah, but then Maulana was there. Then Maulana was there with the whole family, they came. They had a pop-up shop or something. They had something over there, etc. But no alim's action is a proof of Shariat. No alim's action is a proof of Shariat. Because that alim is doing it, so it's permissible. Hazrat Gangohi said, we were ulama also. We didn't know how to do it. We have done it wrong. They said we had to go to Haji Imdadullah to see, Hazrat, how do I implement this? To what extent? To what height? To what level? And subhanAllah, where he took them. To what heights? That now we take their names after 100, 200 years. We're still following their teachings. Their barakat, their anwar, their fuyuz is still strong. Now, doesn't mean that Mawli sahab was there, alim was there, that is kamzori, that is weakness, whether he gives you some faulty argument or whatever it is now, is because of this or because of that, no, he had to come, had to do it. But he said the place to be, not the place to be. Allah Pak, if you want bargains also, Allah will send it to your door. If you want bargains, Allah will send it to your door. How many times Allah Pak showed us, bae? You went somewhere, you never thought you'll have supper over here, but you're here, supper is already outside and eat. And subhanallah. He said, no, we don't eat. They'll force you. You're going to eat here. Imagine, Allah wants you to eat over there. How Allah will make your ikram? So Allah is showing us so much of ikram, but then we still don't trust Allah. You need to go for a bargain. How much are you going to save? How much of barakat will come? How much of barakat? Little bit sabr, little bit patience. Allah will give it. And we save so much, and still to be saved, we short. Not enough. No barakat. That's why we're going there open sin. Loss of barakat. lucrative businesses were going to loss. Now we think, what happened? Where it happened? Where did it happen? It happened there, by go and see what happened. You took the family there, you did this. Now you had what a contract you had, it went down, you lost the contract. What happened? Now you're looking to put the blame on somebody else. This POB, we all love it, POB. POP too we love. POP or proof of payment. That too we love. And POB we also love, pass on the buck. No, I don't know. Somebody else, some other guna is taking place. I'm okay, alhamdulillah. But you don't even know what is guna anymore. We don't even know what is guna anymore. We don't even know what is a kabira, a sagira, what's a major sin, what's a minor sin. Proof of that, we don't make istighfar. We don't make tawbah also. We feel that today was a good day. There were so many gunas did today. So we don't make tawbah, istighfar also. After Isha namaz, read about du'as for the day. Hazrat taught us also, after you do some good amal, make your 5 du'as, if you know 2 or 3, make it. Alhamdulillah, iladhi bi ni'matihi, tatimu s-sadihat, ma sha'a Allah, la quwwata illa billah, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka, wa natubu ilayk, rabbana taqabbal minna innaka, the entire du'a. 4 or 5 du'as we are taught by Hazrat. As appreciation to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, yalla, I got all my namaz wa takbir ula, I got it in the masjid, alhamdulillah, yalla, ya tawfiq. Doesn't mean, thank Allah end of the day, read this du'a. Say, Allah, I did. It wasn't my achievement. I'm not, and we have this, my child is an achiever. My child is it. I also was a very high achiever. Where we got this I? So much I and my child. It's all by the permission of Allah. All these things are giving us now, very academic, high achiever, high flyer. See Sahaba radiallahu anhu. What they will say? Allah did it. Battlefield also, Allah killed him. By the permission of Allah, bi idhnillah, bi qudratillah. Yeah, we thought only me, myself and I. Self-conceited achiever, high achiever. That now, there's no thrill in it anymore. But what's achieving? Look at those higher and above you in deen. How much Quran she's reading? How much you read today? That's achievement. How many durood you read today? How many that one read today? Go and ask her how many she read. Tell her what daughter said. That's achievement. And that is what we say, now he's an achiever. Subhanallah. Now my son reads so many para, so many Quran, so many dhikrullah, all in a fil namaz on his place. So make all these du'as at the end of the day, after Isha namaz. Make these du'as and istighfar. Ya Allah, I couldn't do it properly today. We don't make istighfar because we feel we didn't do anything wrong. So we're not making istighfar. We're not making tawbah. We're not turning to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Whereas, Hazrat mentioned, Hazrat Abdul Ghalib al-Puri rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib's Sheikh, Hazrat Hakim Sahib will say, sometimes just walking, all of a sudden he'll just stop, take a deep sigh. Ya Allah, maaf kar dijay. Ya Allah, maaf kar dijay. The way he will say, Allah, maaf kar dijay. Ya Allah, please forgive me. Ya Allah, we don't even say it like that. You see, and then when you get in Josh, you say, Allah! Zakim says, Hazrat, kya hua? I can't hold it anymore in my heart. My Allah is pumping my entire body. That I can't hold saying the name of my Allah. We have to force ourselves. You got this beeper, you got the counter there. Make some zikr, but force our children, tell ourselves. And maafi istighfar, nothing. We don't even think about it. So now's the time, all these open gunas that are taking place, and this intermingling is becoming, we can't even explain it anymore. Taking the family out, taking the children out. Yes, we're not saying don't take them out. We mentioned before, we must take them Sunday. Take them to the, what do we say, the areas that are not over the low end areas. How these people are living, a simple, we say bichara. Not bichara, this is closer to sunnah. We are bichara. They got now simple living, they are happy. They're still spending, children are playing outside. Our kids got all the entertainment at home. What they say? We're bored. What else must buy now? What else we bored? What else must buy? You got this, you got that, so many cars, so many stations. Bored. Don't know what to do. Right? We'll go out. Must go somewhere. Those children are playing outside, they hardly got anything. They're playing in the sand, they're playing simple things and they're happy. Right? Now over the weekend, went to one house also. So happy to see they in the driveway. The children had this game they were playing called hopscotch. If you remember hopscotch, mashallah. I was so happy to see that they're playing now games outside where they make those blocks and they hop in those blocks, whatever it is now, and you push a stone. See, like a forgotten game this. I see the barakat houses. Look at these children, mashallah. You can see they got no gadgets in the house, so they're playing outside. What a blessing. So the free children to play outside, they're enjoying themselves. Now those children will be tired by 8 o'clock, they want to go sleep. Parents will have the me time. Xbox, PlayStation doesn't go off. It keeps you awake like on shaitan. And shaitani come starts after midnight. Then the whole thing will start after that. Eyes can't close, heart is awake. Open guna seeking place in my house, but I can't tell myself anything. Playing these games, we heard before, certain games they play, some theft game or something, some chore game they play. They teach you to be a chore. And the vulgar language. And the father thinks, no, that there's no sound on it. He doesn't know he's got that whole big thing in his ears. So even you calling him, he said, Durood Sharif, he's shaking his head. What he's listening there is something else. You think, my better, mashallah, Durood Sharif. But he's listening to something else. I don't know what he's listening to, all the vulgarity. Open gunah, and I paid for it. I paid for his gunah and sin. What's going to be the outcome? I'm going to pay for it again in the qabr. I am going to pay for it in the qabr. That's why we have to wake up. These open gunahs and sins that are taking place. All the halat in the world are taking place because of this. Open sins, we're not making tawbah. And nobody's talking about it, and we've got one excuse. But Moana's wife is doing it. Then Moana is doing it. So it's fine. Moana's actions is no proof of Shariat. And then we say, but that Moana is too heavy. He's too heavy. But look at him, he's so skral, bhai. He's so thin. What are you saying he's heavy? No, he's too. His maslas are too heavy. We can't follow his maslas. Bhai, is that a masla? Is it in Quran Sharif? Is it in Hadith Sharif? We're not seeing him in our pocket. And Allama Sabuni told us also, if we have parents, don't warn our families. Even we may be in the wrong also. We might be doing it also. Tell the family, make istighfar and tawbah. It wasn't the right thing to do. It wasn't the right place to go. At least make istighfar now. Don't justify it. He says, if we're not going to warn our families, the ulama are not going to warn the awam. I remember his words, he mentioned in Masjid al-Hilal. He was from Syria originally. Great alim of deen, Allama Sabuni, rahimahullah ta'ala. He said, ulama, if you're not going to warn the people and those in authority, don't warn those below them. They wait for what to happen in Syria. Same thing happened over there. See, ulama sat in the masjid, they had the halaqat, they had the majalis, outside were shops, marketplaces, kahwa was taking place, music was being played, there was immodesty taking place, no covering of the hair, women walking around, men looking at them, flirting, talking up the salesman, getting a good price, etc. Ulama said they didn't say anything. Allah started with them first. Allah started with them first. Now hear all the reports, how many Shias were sent to kill so many people amongst the ulama, etc., put them in prison, and look at the country, it's finished. He says, why? Because you didn't blink an eye. We thought, no, it's fine. Nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it. Ulama to keep quiet. We're happy in our halaqat, we're doing our work, so we're happy. People will say, what is talking now? He says, they didn't even talk there also. And the system of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You say, whether the people desist, whether they stop or they don't stop, immaterial. But warn the people. That's the main thing. وَأَنذِرْ قَوْمَكَ. Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. لِتُنذِرَ قَوْمًا مَا أُنذِرَ آبَاؤُهُمْ. Warn the people, warn them. At least you warn them. The one Abid Bani Israel, for hundreds of years he made ibadat. People were in sin. Allah Ta'ala told Jibreel, he said, go and destroy that nation. He said, but Allah is a great Abid. Great worshipper, hundreds of years he worshipped you. Oh, Jibreel, start with him. Ya Allah, but he's in your ibadat. He never blinked an eye. No frown came on his forehead in regards to the sins. Go and start punishment with him first. Here, ulama say that you have to speak out. You've got to tell her, warn the family. Sometimes the overwhelm us. We're going. We don't care. But you warn them. You warn them, they will have to suffer the consequences, but we have authority over them. Now we are afraid there's going to be a fight in the home. This is going to happen. That is going to happen. If it's haram, it's impermissible, impermissible. They can say that Maulana was there, or that Alim was there, that his own guna, he will have to live with it. But we're not going to carry other people's gunas. Also the ulama, is a duty also to warn the people. This is, don't do this. These are open sins, open gunas. And we're saying, we're reiterating every week after week, whether it be this football has become a religion, has become a cult, whether it be the cricket, whether it be the paddle, whatever it may be. We know which direction is taking us. Just now this will get finished, somebody else will start. From there now, we're playing innocently, then we know the amount we get engrossed in it. Then it goes to YouTube, you know, see the fixtures, you know, see professional, you know, see this, and then we don't realize we've already gone into major sin, major gunas. and nobody's making tawbah at the end of the day. We're sleeping happy. At least, Hadith Sharif says, Tirmidhi Sharif rewired, before we sleep at night. Before we sleep at night, at least three times, Hadith Sharif says, Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Or the short istighbar also. And think of the gunas of my day. I say, Astaghfirullah. Oh, Nastaghfirullah, Nastaghfirullah, Nastaghfirullah. Three times before we sleep, Hadith Sharif says, if your gunas equal to the foam of the ocean, equal to the grains of the specks of dust and sand in the desert, and they are equal to the amount of leaves in the trees of the world, Allah will forgive all your sins. Allah will forgive it. Just you're going to sleep, Ya Allah, I'm sorry. Nastaghfir, I'm making istighfar, Ya Allah. And then Allah will clear, and Ya Allah, tomorrow I won't do it. Ya Allah, this weekend also save me. Save me all the haram. Give me enjoyment in my home. Give me everything in my house. And to conclude also, if you say, but Maulana, we don't have place at home, we have to go out, read your dua for wuzu. Simple dua. Allahumma aghfir li dhambi wa wassi' li fi dari wa barik li fi rizqi. Now we can't read the dua also because the tap and the wuzu place and the toilet is together. That dua, we kill it also. Make wuzu khana and use the wuzu khana also. And read the du'as. We got du'as everywhere. Ya Allah, forgive me for my sin. Allahumma aghfir li dhambi. Mullah Qari rahmatullah alayhi says that you read this du'a. Ya Allah, forgive me for my sin. I'm making wuzu, so I'm getting clean externally. Barakat of this du'a, Ya Allah, forgive me for my sin. But the time I finish my wuzu, Allah will clean me internally also. Allahumma aghfir li dhambi. Wa wassi' li fi dari. Ya Allah, give me so much of water to use, enough for my wudu. Wa wassi' li fi dari refers to my home. Ya Allah, grant me a vast and big house. Allah give you so much water, Allah will give you a big house also. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, they control your tongue. Amsik Ali Kalisa, control your tongue. Then wal yasa'ka baytuk, let your house be big enough for you, let it suffice you. And wabki ala khati'atik, and cry upon your sins. So this dua, we are saying, Ya Allah, forgive my sins. Ya Allah, give me a big enough house. Wa barik li fi rizqi, and grant me barakat in my sustenance, my Allah. Spiritual sustenance and my financial also. Barakat of wuzu dua. Now we think, hey, this dua, where is he going to get me a big house? This dua, where is he going to get me a big house? Try it. Go and try it. Make proper wuzu with the miswak. We have a wuzu place where we can make the wuzu also properly in the house. And read the dua. See, Allah will open those rozi. Allah gave us, somebody asked, when Usman Kadwa Sahib asked Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Haji Farooq Sahib was a Khalifa of Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. When Usman Kadwa Sahib from Zinto asked him, Hazrat, we read the dua for changing clothing. Alhamdulillah, الذي كسانيه ورزقنيه اللهم كسانيه ورزقني من غير حول من ولا قوة والحمد لله الذي كساني ما أواري بعورتي وتجمل به في حياتي. Different duas to read. So as we read this dua to put on clothing, and the Hadith Sharif says your gunas are forgiven. So how does it work? He says, oh Marana, Allah is looking for the smallest opportunity to forgive all your sins. Reading this dua, Allah says everything, maaf. You thought of me. Wearing clothes, you took my name, maaf. It's forgiven already. So Allah is looking for the, we are now looking for big contractors to build a house. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, read the simple dua, making wuzu, from a broken tap also, from a mud also, Allah will give you a big house. That will suffice you. Wife is crying, how long are we going to stay in this jumper, in this hut? Although it's a palatial home, but to her now it's a hut. Tell her, read the dua. Tell the children, read the dua, so you make wuzu properly. And read the dua. Read the dua, Allah will bless you with a big house. So Allah has given us all the solution. But see, where our mind ties things up, where Allah Ta'ala tied it up. This is the system of Allah. So where Allah Ta'ala ties things up, where it's connected, then we have to go to the ulama and see where this thing is tied up. We're thinking, no, it's tied up over here. We're tying up dunya with dunya, and we need that to tie up something else, to tie up something else. Person now, what he did? Right, he bought a property, one bond, whatever it is, he's going to pay that now, so he buys another one there, another bond to pay this. Here, these people do now. He took that one there to pay this one will pay that one. And now he's a whole chakkar, like, thinking now, everything tied up. But end of the day, who's tied up? Himself. He got tied up. So this is that reality. It's all fake. Where we tie things up? With amal. I want this, istighfar is a solution. Whether we got major problems, 100,000 istighfar. tell their family, get their family together, let's start at least. Whatever the problems may be, turn to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq inshaAllah. If your brother will take some bi'at there, brother will take bi'at and come forward inshaAllah. We'll take bi'at and zikr and then dua. The Qurban and repeat those after me, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihi Allah fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lahu. ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال تبارك وتعالى: إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله، يد الله فوق أيديهم، فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه، ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: المرء مع من أحبه، كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Repeat after me. Oh Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of the akhirat, and from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful of the commands of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform 5 times salah wa jama'ah in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan, if zakat becomes fard, to discharge my zakat, if hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj. O Allah, I enter into the silsila of the Chistiyah, the Naqshbandiyah, the Qadiriyah, and the Suharwardiyah. Oh Allah, through the barakat of all the buzruks, of all four silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bi'at as long as I live. Grant me an Islamic imani life just before mawt. Grant me Tawbah in Nasuha, sincere Tawbah. Grant me Mut on Iman Kamil and Kalima Shahada with Afiyat, Salamat, and Izzat. Gather me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah and forever thereafter in Jannah with all the righteous and the pious. Ameen. May Allah accept, inshallah. Send me the message, I'll send you to inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 جل جلاله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا ذا القوة المتين يا أرحم الراحمين يا حليم يا كريم يا واسع المغفرة أو كريم رحيم الله forgive us for all our sins oh my كريم رحيم الله يا الله give us a heart that alive in your محبة and your love oh my الله oh my الله show us our faults oh my الله show us our gunas oh my الله يا الله يا الله we acknowledge our sins oh my الله يا الله save us and become complacent oh my الله oh my كريم رحيم الله we make استغفار we make توبة نستغفر الله ونتوب إليه يا الله it is your command that you shall ask for forgiveness, O my Allah. Definitely you will forgive us, O my Allah. Forgive us, O my Allah. Forgive the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make our complete Islah, Ya Allah. You become happy with us, Ya Allah. Give us good conditions in this world at the time of Maut, in the Qabr and Akhirat. Ya Allah, give us understanding, O my Allah. Give our families the understanding. Our children, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the direction of our life, O my Allah. The direction we are taking our families, our children. Ya Allah, our families, our children. our wives, O May Allah. Allah, keep us upon Sirat Mustaqim, O May Allah. Give us enjoyment in your dhikr, O May Allah, in your ibadat, O May Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, make our dunya easy for us, O May Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you teach us how to make istaf ourselves, O May Allah. How to implement Shariat in our homes, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Shouldn't we, O May Allah, that we become hard, O May Allah. Like how Nabi Alayhi Salatu Salaam was shafqat and muhabbat and akhlaq, O May Allah. How implemented Sharia, Ya Allah, within the lives of Azwaj al-Mutahharat. Ya Allah, give us that akhlaq, give us that know-how. Ya Allah, give us the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Kareem Rahim Allah, save us from israf, save us from opulence, save us from pride, O May Allah. Save us from jealousy and malice, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us the love for you, O May Allah, that overpowers all of the love in the world, O May Allah. Ya Allah, give us the thrill and the rush, O May Allah, and your ibadat, O May Allah. Ya Allah, dunya make it easy for us, O May Allah. Give us plenty of halal, O May Allah. Make our homes comfortable, make our qabr comfortable, make our akhirat comfortable, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O May Allah, help our families in Gaza, O May Kareem Rahim, Palestine, O May Allah. O May Allah, you shelter them, O May Allah. Give them food to eat, O May Allah. Ya Allah, give them sabr and jameel, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us tawfiq to lift our hands and make dua for them, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O May Allah, you seize the hands of the zalims, O May Allah. Ya Allah, you seize the hands, O May Allah. You take hold of them, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, if hidayat is not written for them, O May Allah, then remove them, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Like how you removed Aad and Thamud, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O May Allah, you are Qadir Mutlaq, O Allah. Ya Allah, your power is unlimited, O May Allah. Ya Allah, you can stop it tonight and tonight, O May Allah. Give them rahat, give them sukoon, give them chain. Ya Allah, make it easy for them, and make it easy for the ummah, O May Allah. La'allahum yarji'un, to return to you, to make tawbah, to make istighfar. Whatever halat have come upon us is because of our sins, our biggest enemies, O May Allah. Ya Allah, show us our gunas and sins, Ya Allah. Give us the steam of your muhabbat and love to stop in our tracks, O May Allah. And Ya Allah, to please you becomes the goal of our life, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us, Ya Allah, that muhabbat, that love, O my Allah. Such love for you, such a bond with you, O my Allah, that nothing can break it, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, make it difficult for us to break your commands, O my Allah. Make it easy for us, Ya Allah, to obey every command of yours. Ya Allah, we thank you for all your ni'mas and your bounties, O my Allah. Forgive all the marhumeen. Ya Allah, bless the Ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Ya Allah, blow the winds of hidayat, O my Allah, throughout the world and accept us to the khidmat of deen. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.